FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump will hold a news conference tomorrow, a day after a New York jury convicted him on all 34 counts in his criminal hush money trial. More from ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
This was certainly a moment in American legal history, a moment in American political history, a moment in the life of the 45th president who hopes to become the 47th president, and there will be reaction across the country. But right now, Donald Trump stands convicted.
Mr. Trump will be sentenced on July 11th. Criminal defense attorney Arthur Idala says that he doesn't believe the Manhattan DA will push for jail time.
This is a DA who has run on giving people second chances, on alternatives to incarceration, on basically anything but jail, even in violent felony cases. This is the lowest level felony.
The sentencing will be just days before the GOP convention. This is ABC News. A new court filing shows Elon Musk has agreed to testify in the Securities and Exchange Commission investigation into his 2022 purchase of Twitter. The agency is looking into potential law violations. Musk has accused the SEC of harassment. The FAA and Boeing are talking safety and quality issues.
The FAA will not immediately allow Boeing to increase 737 MAX production as it addresses safety issues in the wake of the door plug flying off an Alaska flight in January. In a meeting with both sides, Boeing submitted an improvement plan, one the FAA administrator Mike Whitaker appeared to approve of.
The quality management system has to be robust. The training of employees has to be sufficient. And this plan is comprehensive. It takes on all those aspects. And we're just going to monitor the implementation to make sure it's effective.
Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
Boeing's private firefighting force has approved a new contract. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win the series. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 6-4 in front of 33,000 fans at American Family Field. Milwaukee seems to come up with a new hero every game. This time it was catcher Gary Sanchez. Bottom of the eighth, full count, two outs, score tied 4-4, and Sanchez lifted a two-run homer to center that traveled 422 feet. Sanchez was signed by the Brewers in free agency, but a wrist injury prevented him from reporting on time. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
So the Brewers win this series 3-1 in Craig Counsell's return to Milwaukee. After taking over as the manager of the Cubs, the Brewers remain in first place in the NL Central. Chicago drops to third place, 5.5 games behind the Brewers and the Cardinals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Low upper 50s. On and off showers and storms tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high in the low 70s. Storm chances continue through the weekend. More humidity as well. Highs well into the 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
The verdict is in. I'll take you through each of the 34 charges in detail. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. Quite a day. The Trump jury is asking for more readouts of testimony and whatnot. We'll get into that. What would happen if Trump is convicted? What are the possible consequences? Also, how do we deal with Alito and Thomas? Jamie Raskin has some ideas on that. I'll tell you about those in just a moment. The Lincoln Project, in fact, wins the Tweet of the Day award. They tweeted, Alito says, I can't control my wife, but I can control your wife. Exactly. Alito, of course, the author of the Dobbs decision that ended Roe v. Wade and allowed states to outlaw abortion. Also in the first hour of our program, are Georgia Republicans doing a trial run for not certifying election results this November in the event Joe Biden carries Georgia? Which, frankly, I think is fairly unlikely, given that the current Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has already purged hundreds of thousands of largely black voters from the polls in that state, as they do every 2 years, as the Republicans do. They're quite certain they're going to keep Democrats from ever taking over the state. But I'll give you some more details on that in a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, our single guest for the day, Phil Itner, is going to drop by with a live report from Ukraine. Latest story from there, Russia is using exploding gasoline bombs, aerosol bombs. These are just horrible, horrible things. They're called fuel air burst bombs on Ukrainian villages. And they just suck all the oxygen out. They kill everybody. They burn people alive. This is Putin. This is what happens when petro oligarchs have absolute power over a country. Also, is the loss of insects a desperate cry for help from a planet under assault? My op-ed today from HartmanReport.com. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, how the red states are indoctrinating our children in Christian nationalism. Ron DeSantis has got a program down in Florida, and it is wild. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. And also, the world knows inequality is the greatest threat to democracy everywhere. A new survey that encompasses people representing 73% of the world's population. I'll give you the details on that in the third hour of our program. So, you know, a lot to talk about. I want to start out with the Trump trial, the trial for stealing the 2016 election. And number one, let's please all reach out to the media whenever they refer to this as the hush money trial or the election interference trial and say, no, it's the stealing the 2016 election trial. That's what this is about. This is about stealing the 2016 election. Say it after me, repeat after me, stealing the 2016 election. That's what this trial is about. Stealing it by preventing Americans from learning who Donald Trump really was. Now, in fact, one of the producers on his program, who signed a non-disclosure agreement back when they were doing the program, that non-disclosure agreement was apparently like 20 years or something like that, because it just timed out. It just expired. And he has just gone public saying that Trump would routinely refer to black people with the N-word. He would talk about women who worked on the set, the camera people and the floor directors and things like that. If they were overweight, he would say, get them off the set. I don't like looking at fat women. If they were attractive, particularly blonde and blue-eyed, he would say, put that person out there. That's who I want to look at. I mean, this guy is a pig, just a pig. But anyhow, what happens if he's found guilty? Well, first of all, in fact, let me just first off explain the jury unanimity issue. Fox News has been lying about this. Jeff Tiedrich's newsletter this morning over on Substack is brilliant. He just breaks it all down. But a whole series of Fox News programs yesterday were just lying about this. They were saying, well, you know, they gave the jury a bunch of different things that they could find Trump guilty of. And if they find him guilty of any of them, then he's guilty of all of them. Not true. Here's how it works. I find it absolutely bizarre that the actual lawyers on Fox News are lying about what's going on here. But, you know, Fox News and lies are, it's like, of course. But anyway, here's how it works. Trump is charged with falsifying business records. That's the crime that he's been charged with. Now, that's a Class E felony in New York, which means 4 years in prison. Excuse me, it's a Class E misdemeanor. And which has up to 4 years in prison. And here's the deal. The statute has been, the law has been amplified by saying that this goes from being a misdemeanor to being a felony. I think I just got something wrong here. It goes from being a misdemeanor to being a four-year felony if it was done for the purposes of another crime. Now, the another crime here is trying to influence the 2016 election. It's a violation of both New York state law and federal law. The falsifying business records is the crime that they will find him guilty of or not guilty of, period. Now, in the context of that, there are three potential violations of federal law that, you know, Trump could have been trying to conceal. I mentioned that. I mentioned two of the three. Federal campaign finance law, state election finance law, or the tax records law. So, bottom line, the jurors have to conclude that, yes, he falsified these records. And, yes, he did it for the purpose of concealing his affairs to influence the 2016 election. That's all they have to conclude. Now, they have the choice of these three things, federal campaign finance law, state election fraud law, or tax records law. They could say he did one or two or three of these, and different jurors could choose different ones. But those are just the pieces of it, essentially. All the jurors, though, have to agree. It has to be unanimous. 100% unanimous that he did falsify business records. It could be he did it a bunch of different ways. I mean, for example, you know, if a bunch of guys go into a bank to rob the bank, and one guy hands the note and the other guy's holding a gun, the bank was robbed. One guy was doing it with a gun, another guy was doing it with a note, but the bank was robbed. And so when they get convicted of robbing the bank. In this case, the robbing the bank was falsifying business records, which is those checks and you know, and all that kind of stuff, for the purposes of influencing the election. The, you know, how did he go about doing it? Well, you know, you've got a menu to choose from. There's three different ways he could have done it, and possibly even all three. So anyhow, there's that. So what happens if he gets convicted of falsifying business records in the first degree? That is the Class E felony. That's the 4 years in prison. And, well, first of all, he's a first-time offender, so it's unlikely that he's going to go to prison. In all probability, he will be hit with fines or probation or community service or some combination of those. Karen Friedman Agnifilio, who is a former top prosecutor in the Manhattan DA's office, she said, I'd love to see community service picking up trash in the subway. That would be a good one. Put him in one of those orange vests, have him picking up trash. He has inflicted deep harm on our community, on America, by preventing, by depriving the voting public of their right to cast an informed vote in the highest ranking national election. And, you know, by the way, the falsifying business records is a misdemeanor. And his lawyers could have asked the judge to include in the jury instructions that instead of finding Trump guilty of the felony, going to prison, you can find him guilty of the misdemeanor, falsifying business records, but just, you know, we didn't prove, or the prosecution didn't prove, that he did it to influence the election. He just did it to save his marriage or something like that. But interestingly, weirdly, his lawyers did not ask for that in the jury instructions. So it's not going to be an option. Now, if he is convicted, the prosecutors and the probation office put together a series of proposals, suggestions for punishment to the judge. That process can take up to 6 months. 2 minutes. Then after that, Trump will, and then the judge brings him in and issues his sentence. After that, he will immediately appeal, so the punishment will be put on hold, so he won't be showing up in the subways picking up trash any day soon. That could take years. He has 30 days to file a notice of appeal, then he has 6 months to file a full appeal with the First Judicial Department, and if he loses that first appeal, then he can go to the second appeal, which is the highest court in New York. It's called the New York Court of Appeals. It's a seven-member body. It functions like a Supreme Court in most other states. And if he loses there, he can take it to the U.S. Supreme Court if he can claim that there is some constitutional issue here. So, frankly, you're not going to see Trump in jail any day soon. You're not going to see him paying a fine any day soon. You're not going to see him picking up trash on the freeway any day soon. And in all probability, he'll be dead before this thing gets resolved. As is, you know, so often the case with everything that Trump does, because or every crime he's been accused of, because he's got enough money to hire enough lawyers to drag things out forever. Now, will he be able to vote in Florida, which does not allow felons to vote if he is convicted of a felony? Actually, yes, because Florida allows out-of-state felons, people who have been convicted of a felony out-of-state, to vote if the state in which they were convicted allows felons to vote. And New York does allow felons, once they're out of jail, to vote. So, hopefully I've answered all your questions and cleared up all the confusion here. Bottom line, and the other point that I would make, and I made this yesterday pretty emphatically, but I want to double down on it. I don't think this is going to make any difference in terms of the election. In fact, NPR this morning was interviewing a bunch of Trump, or talking to a bunch of Trump supporters. And right across the board, they were saying that if he's convicted, that'll increase their fervor, their enthusiasm for voting for Donald Trump, because they view him as a martyr. It'll help his martyr, the perception of him as a martyr. So there you go. So how do we deal with Alito and Thomas, and what are Georgia Republicans up to? I'll tell you about those stories on the other side of this break. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance. Absolutely free. At netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. You get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's. And welcome back. So Jamie Raskin published a piece. What to do about Sam Alito is the question here. Jamie Raskin published a piece in the New York Times yesterday suggesting that there are a couple of things that can be done about Alito and Thomas refusing to recuse themselves. The first is, and he points out, is that there is a law which applies to the Supreme Court. It says, you know, it refers to all federal judges, well, all judges, in fact. And it says, and I quote, any justice, judge, or magistrate judge of the United States shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Now, the law says any justice. The only federal judges who are called justices, and this is a federal law, are on the Supreme Court. So this clearly refers to the Supreme Court. So if Alito and Thomas's impartiality can reasonably be questioned by, for example, having their wife involved in an insurrection attempt against the United States or flying the flag of the insurrection attempt, then these justices are in violation of the law. So what do we do about that? Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, can prosecute them. He can charge them with a crime, with the violation of this law. And he should. Now, you know, Raskin is saying, oh, yeah, he can do this. Of course, you and I both know that, you know, Merrick Garland has the spine of a jellyfish. This ain't going to happen. He's terrified of Republicans. Or he's one of them. I mean, who knows? When Barack Obama wanted to put somebody non-controversial on the Supreme Court, he went to the senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, and said, you know, who will be acceptable to Republicans? And Orrin Hatch said, well, Merrick Garland's a good guy. And Orrin Hatch is a hardcore right winger. So, you know, there you go. But so, number one, that could happen. And number two, Jamie Raskin's other suggestion is that the other seven justices on the court could simply get together and say, hey, guys, knock it off. You guys, you have to recuse yourselves. We're not going to put up with this. Chief Justice Roberts could order it. But again, you know, that would require a majority of the right-wing justices on the court who, and three of them are on their inappropriately at the very least, illegitimately at the most, to take on their two right-wing colleagues, and that ain't going to happen. I mean, we can dream. I'd love to see Alito and Thomas prosecuted. The DOJ appoint a special prosecutor, but I'm not holding my breath. What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Finally, the Georgia Republican Party is getting ready to basically ignore the votes of Democrats in Georgia this fall. I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. So this Georgia election official in Fulton County. Fulton County is basically Atlanta, and a lot of Democrats in Atlanta, and the Republicans have had Atlanta, Fulton County in their sight. This is also where Fannie Willis is from. Republicans have had this county in their sights for some time. They really don't like people voting there, and they don't like their votes counted there. So now this one election official, she was appointed by the Republican Party. They get to appoint two of the five election officials for the county. Julie Adams, she's refusing to certify the primary election, saying that she wants, quote, a list of all qualified county electors showing those who signed in at polling locations as well as those who returned absentee ballots, the numbers of votes cast on particular machines and during advance voting, information on provisional and drop box ballots, digital images of ballots as they were cast, and all absentee ballot applications and envelopes, among other data. In other words, she's trolling them. She's basically saying, I'm going to bury you in paperwork and use that as an excuse not to certify the election so that these people, these largely black people in Atlanta, their votes don't get counted. And the board got together and just basically went around her. She, by the way, was a member of the Tea Party Patriots, right? The so-called Patriots. Tea Party traitors, I'd call them. But U.S. Representative Namika Williams, who's represents that area, said this is a, quote, transparent attempt to set the stage to block certification for the 2024 presidential election if Trump is defeated. I agree. Republicans know that the only way they can win elections in many places is by cheating. And so what do? They cheat. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Diane in Flemington, New Jersey. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just have an idea that came to me about Martha Ann Alito. Mm-hmm. You know how we refer to people who do certain activities as Karens?
Yeah.
I think we need to change that to Martha Ann.
Oh,
so I'm spreading the word.
Yeah, Martha
I'm spreading
Ann's.
The word, Tom. And okay. I think it's even more specific because there's only one Martha Ann.
Right.
But there's many, many Karens.
Yeah, I have a friend named Karen,
so
and she's
I'm asking for your assistance in this. So I'm going to start with my family. When they act in a way that's that way, I'm going to say, stop acting so Martha Ann.
There you go. Okay. I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so that's all.
Okay. Thank you, Diane. Maybe you've begun a meme. We'll see. Thank you. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, Republicans quite often scream and holler about all these immigrants are coming in and they're voting Democrat. And A, they can't vote because they're not a citizen. And
correct.
B, they have to take a test to become a citizen. And I'll bet a large portion of this country of natural-born Americans couldn't pass that test if their life depended on it.
Actually, there have been a number of surveys that show that that's exactly right. I mean, academicians have gone out and presented the citizenship test to average Americans on the street, and they pretty universally fail it.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Really sad.
It's a tragic.
So Republicans. Yeah, they need to buy a clue and then maybe hone up on how people vote in the first place.
Yeah, this is what happens when you let a president like Ronald Reagan cut 20% out of your federal education budget and kill civics instruction across the United States. Over the last 44 years, two entire generations of young people who are not well educated about how our government works, and so it shouldn't surprise us that there are Trump supporters out there among them. Sandra, thank you. That was a good one. John in Harlem, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Yes,
myself interested in your discussions about Mudsill and that, and I was wondering, is that related across the pond with England and the Law of Iron Wages, David Ricardo and Disraeli and their government? Well, they were doing the same thing, weren't they?
In a way. I think that I would defend David Ricardo's Iron Law of Wages to a certain extent. I mean, you know, his point with the Iron Law of Wages was that, you know, broadly speaking, that there's a market for labor, and that if you pay less than the market for labor demands, that you won't be able to find people to employ. And if you pay more than the market for labor demands, then, you know, you'll be flooded with applicants, but you'll be pissing away your money, essentially. And, you know, and the goal of a union, of course, is to distort that iron law of labor, which is, you know, arguably a good thing. But I think it was just an economic observation. But the Mudsill theory was really a justification here in the United States for slavery. And even in the North, I mean, you know, when James Henry Hammond made his famous 1858 speech arguing that there needs to be a Mudsill class, his argument was that not just that you need poor people, you know, and I think that there's almost a consensus in America that we do need poor people. This is, you know, because people will say, well, who's going to pick the you know, the lettuce or the tomatoes? And I'm not an advocate of that. I think that every job can be a living wage job, but nonetheless, you know, we still tolerate maids and crop pickers being paid crappy wages. But his point was that you should never allow those people to leave that social class, which really is an argument for what in Europe was called feudalism and what in India was called the caste system.
Yes. Wow.
Makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
And I think, frankly, you've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires right now who are promoting the Mudsill theory, who are in favor of a caste system, who want to keep it that way. You know, Elon Musk fighting like hell not to have unions in his Tesla factories and other places. Not to say that he's absolutely opposed to social mobility, but you know, unions are the principal way that people get lifted out of their social class and into the next step up. And so, anyway, and not to pick on Elon Musk, it's true of Jeff Bezos over at Amazon. It's true of, you know, what's his name in with Starbucks? I'm forgetting his name. Schultz, yeah. Howard Schultz. Thank you.
Howard Schultz, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a bunch of these billionaires who just think, like, you know, they're the only ones. So, anyway, John, thanks a lot for the call. Brandon in San Jose. Brandon, what's up?
Oh, hey, can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to give, I want to urge everyone to watch President Biden's speech in Pennsylvania that he did the other day for the Black Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So what I wanted to call about, though, is this. There's prospect of whether Trump is going to be found guilty or whether he'll be elected is really the important factor. I don't think this is going to happen. And one of the major things that comes into play here is his health. He's in fail. I think he's in real bad shape. This guy.
Trump.
Yeah.
Probably. He's obese. He's 77. His diet sucks. He gets no exercise.
Yeah, well, even if he isn't elected, he's created this Frankenstein monster with these MAGA people, and that's really so we're not out of the woods. If he doesn't make it to the election, or if he's voted out, the problem still remains.
I think it'll diminish radically, Brandon, because I think that what we're looking at is not a movement; we're looking at a cult, and there's a big difference between the two. A cult is basically people, you know, surrounding and loving an individual personality, whereas a movement is typically animated by an idea. And there's not a coherent idea behind the Trump cult other than loving Trump and whatever he says. I mean, one day he's in favor of tariffs, the next day he's against tariffs. One day he's in favor of NATO, the next day he's against NATO. One day, I mean, I could go through a long list.
and people just go along with him, whatever he says. That's a cult by definition. And when cult leaders are taken down, whether it was, you know, Jim Jones committing suicide in Guyana or Charles Manson being thrown in prison, when cult leaders are taken down, the cult collapses. And I think that when Trump loses the election this fall, you're going to see a rapid collapse in the Trump cult and a fairly rapid reconsolidation of the Republican Party around the old kind of Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, fiscal conservative, let's just privatize Social Security and Medicare Republicans.
You don't think, I mean, what about these lunatics in Florida? Of these lunatics in you know, states like Ohio trying to ban abortion. I mean, that's really what I'm scared about is these.
I think they're going to give up. They're going to get defeated very badly, and they're going to realize that this doesn't work. I could be wrong. I mean, I would be sad if I was proven wrong, because I think this is what would be best for the country. But I really think that the defeat of Trump will be, in fact, I should probably write an op-ed about this, because, you know, I think this is a consequential difference between a movement and a cult. And you know, a lot of people have written about the Trump cult, but very few people put it in that context. You know, what does that mean? What will the defeat of Trump mean? Or for that matter, the election of Trump. I would argue that having lived in Germany and having known some people who were Nazis, who were old Nazis, who had volunteered for Hitler's army, you know, who had been in Hitler's army, and who at the time believed in Hitler and then, you know, woke up after the war, deprogrammed themselves essentially after the war, that I would say that the Hitler movement was a cult of personality too. It wasn't a movement. It was actually a cult. And when Hitler died, that was the end of it. When Mussolini died, that was the end of it. I think with Franco, you know, fascism wasn't as much a cult as it was a movement. It's a subtle distinction, but in some ways actually not so subtle. But those are my thoughts on that. Brandon, thanks for the call. Good talking to you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it expires pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which will actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, by going to drmartypets.com/tom. Or texting Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/T-H-O-M. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Kathy in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I'm calling about the statement you were making about Merrick Garland and recusing getting Samuel Alito to recuse himself, or getting right. him accused.
Or prosecuting him for violating the law.
Yes, exactly. I don't think Merrick Garland is as spineless as you seem to think as you said he is.
Then why did he take 2 years to appoint a special prosecutor?
Because he was doing things behind the scenes that you and I will never see. To get to the point where he could appoint a special prosecutor.
I'm skeptical, Kathy.
I know you don't agree.
Yeah. But keep going.
Fine.
Keep going.
But on this one, you may agree. There are over 10,000 attorneys working for the Department of Justice, many of whom, if not all, may eventually practice before the Supreme Court. So now, do I want to basically open a can of worms with the Supreme Court knowing that my people are going to have to go to the Supreme Court and ask them to do what I want them to do or what we want them to do. I think he has to weigh that really, really, really carefully, especially with people like Alito and Thomas, whom I think are really vengeful.
Oh, I agree. But they already hate this administration, number one. And number two, the attorneys who represent the government before the Supreme Court don't come from the Department of Justice. They come from the executive branch, from the White House. It's the Solicitor General is the title. And that is, I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. That's a presidential appointee.
Well, the Solicitor General is a presidential appointee, but the Department of Justice practices before the Supreme Court on a pretty regular basis.
Okay.
Keep in mind that it's all the U.S. attorneys in every district, in every state in the union.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, those people are going to get to the Supreme Court. What usually happens is that they'll do the, for instance, in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, which is what I know, they'll try the cases, and then they'll hand those cases off to the appellate division at the Department of Justice to take it up for appeal.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying, but it sounds to me like your argument is the same argument that I'm afraid Dick Durbin is using right now, which is, we shouldn't piss them off. We don't want them angry with us. I don't care if they're angry with us. I just want them to behave right.
I think it's a different argument because Dick Durbin doesn't practice before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I get that.
Dick Durbin doesn't have a lot to lose. And I agree, he should be bringing actions before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The organization I work for has just done a letter asking him to do that.
Yeah.
So I agree that Dick Durbin is not doing what he ought to be doing, even if it's not, even if it doesn't result in what we want it to, the result we want, he really ought to make the effort.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's different than attorneys at the Department of Justice because they actually practice before the Supreme Court.
No, I get that. But let me just make my argument very simply, Kathy, and you can rebut it if you wish. The job of the Attorney General is to enforce the laws of the United States without fear or favor, regardless of who has violated those laws. There is a federal law on the books which says that any federal justice, and the only people in the entire federal court system who are called justices are on the Supreme Court. So any federal justice whose impartiality may reasonably be questioned must recuse themselves. That's the law. Why should Merrick Garland not enforce that law? Because it's going to piss them off? That doesn't make sense to me.
I didn't say he shouldn't enforce the law. I said he has to think very carefully about doing that, and not necessarily about whether to do it, but how to do it.
So how would you suggest he do it in a way that might not upset them?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I do not practice before the Supreme Court, and I've never been a part of the Department of Justice in any capacity.
Yeah, I get
except
it.
Except to complain about what they're doing.
Yeah, so, I get it. Well, good talking to you, Kathy. Thank you. Thank you for a lively conversation. I appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Phil Itner is going to drop by with a live report from Ukraine. And then after that, is the loss of insects a desperate cry from a planet under assault? And then I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness
surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating cozy earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at Cozy.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a great time to adopt a pet and help out a Milwaukee animal shelter. On Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller and the debut of a new completely legitimate attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.